All right, and welcome to the wine cellar. Woohoo! So I guess let's just get right the fuck into the news. This one I just is like a headline, I guess, or an update, because we covered the story about the girl who was in the girls' restroom at her high school in the North Pole, or whatever the fuck it was, that town in Alaska. I think it was actually called North Pole.
Oh, fuck this. Yeah.
And so apparently the boys in her school were upset because there's a trans boy who uses the male restroom. Yes. And so they protested by getting in the girls' bathroom and not letting girls leave. Right? Like, that was their fucking protest. And so one of the girls was like, I'm not fucking doing this, and needs some boy in the nuts, and got in trouble for it. So the update, because it got worse, because everything fucking does. When we originally covered it, based on the information we had, we said she was suspended. She was expelled, actually. So, yeah, that's the update there. All right. Moving along to equally depressing news.
Yes.
Anson County deputy is accused of planting drugs as part of revenge plot. Hashtag good cops. Anson County, North Carolina. A deputy is accused of planting drugs in someone else's vehicle as part of a revenge plot. Why is the first sentence always the same as the fucking headline? Like, we read the headline. That's why we fucking clicked it.
Yeah. And then, that's the headline, the subheader, and then, like, the first two-sentence paragraph is all the same fucking 10 words.
Like, okay. So here's the actual story. Second paragraph. Sheriff Landrick Reed said he's grateful his detectives were able to uncover the alleged scheme before anyone's life was ruined. Reed said, quote, this was a revenge case where he planted drugs in a male's car. This male, awesome pop-up ads are fucking amazing.
Wait a sec. Before anyone's life was ruined?
Yes.
Does it say the age of this cop in here?
I don't see it.
No.
But I can Google it.
I can imagine that.
I mean, he's not, like, young. I mean, he's probably, like, what, in his 30s?
That's the white man is the guy?
Yeah. Yeah, probably at least in his, like, mid-30s.
Yeah, early 40s, fucking 38. But, that guy's ruined lives before. He just got caught this time.
Right, exactly. I think that's a factor. So, Reed said, yeah, before he, ruined somebody's life, this was a revenge case. The male was dating his ex and he wanted revenge and wanted his ex-girlfriend back.
Ah, revenge.
Yes.
Because he was sullying his property.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Reed said in March of 2018, former Deputy David Scott Burroughs bought drugs such as heroin and meth and planted them in a car. Wait, who the fuck did he buy the drugs from?
Somebody that he was gonna bust later for revenge.
He probably didn't even buy him. He probably fucking told some nigga, like, give me that or else I'm gonna arrest you.
You know, how much you wanna bet he fucking snitches on them in revenge? Like, I wouldn't have did this if you wouldn't have sold me the drugs. It's your fault. Because revenge.
Shit. All right, so he bought drugs such as heroin and meth and planted them in the car. He told fellow officers about tips from the public that indicated the man whose car it was. Did they just not say this nigga's name? All right, I guess they never say the name of the guy who was the victim here. So it's weird because you keep seeing, like, he and him and the man. And you're like, which he and him and the man? So I'm just going to say the victim because I don't see his name.
Yeah, and it looks because I really couldn't tell because in the picture there's a black dude and a white dude. And I didn't know which one was the cop. But I guess maybe the black dude's a lawyer.
No, the black dude is also a cop. But this is the white guy getting arrested. He's in handcuffs.
Oh, the black dude's probably a detective.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you look in the corner, you can see, like, his badge a little bit. Like,
oh,
on
shit,
his,
yeah,
like, suit, the breast pocket of his suit. All right, so yeah, I'm just gonna say the victim because this wording is, like, confusing. So the cop is Burroughs. So Burroughs, told fellow officers about tips from the public that indicated the victim was dealing drugs out of his car. This started on a Sunday afternoon, according to Reed. By Wednesday, when we made the stop, drugs were at the same place as the car. That was a red flag because anyone selling drugs wouldn't have had them in Sunday to Wednesday in the same place. That's awesome. So he's not even good at framing people, actually.
Damn. Like,
all right. So he's not even good at framing people. That's good. Reed said the victim's father called concerned about allegations against his son. The sheriff fired Burroughs immediately. Whoa, well, that's refreshing. immediately after deputies investigated the case last year, they called the State Bureau of Investigation to look into the matter. Burroughs was arrested last week after deputies and the SBI wrapped up their investigation.
Investigation.
And actually, now I'm just curious, so I'm just going to Google his name and see if I can find out how old he is, because now inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, he's an ambiguously aged white man. Like, he's just a white man. He's like, what, in like, your adulthood prime?
Right.
Like, that point in your life when you should just be good at whatever your career is in capitalism.
Right.
Yeah, like, I think there was a fucking performer that said, like, yeah, well, like, when you're exactly the age of 40 in particular, like, you're not young enough that anyone is impressed with what you're doing, and mm-hmm. you're not old enough that anyone is like, oh, I helped out a 40-year-old today. I feel so good about myself.
Right. Okay, so I've clicked 4 links so far, and so far I haven't seen one that says his age.
Fuck.
All right, that's just kind of weird, actually. Like, right?
And I think that shows you that these fucking outlets are cookie-cutting the fucking, the story. Like, nobody, like, it looks like maybe one, here I go saying investigation, one investigation was done by one reporter and everyone else just fucking cookie-clipped it.
Yeah, that's actually what happened. I read the original one. All the other ones I've read so far that also don't include the link, or include the age, have the link back to the one I just read off of, which was WSOC-TV. It was a local outlet.
And so that should also show you how much the world cares about these fucking good cop stories. Think about if you're a regular wine cellar tuner-inner, fucking
tuner-inner,
how much you hear these goddamn stories,
right?
And the world doesn't give a shit because of the conventional wisdom around what being a cop is,
right?
Yeah, like a good cop, like, and I mean that in the non-snarky way. A good cop should actually be the unique story that stands out. Like, holy shit, this fucking cop fucker was on the force for 42 years. Mm-hmm. No rapes. Arrested other cops as soon as he found out they did bad shit.
Right.
No racist shit. Like, that should be the amazing story.
Yeah.
Like, bad cops should be the cognitive default. I went with cognitive there.
Hmm.
Because I forgot conventional wisdom after saying it a few seconds ago.
And speaking of lazy journalism, you know how you're like, everyone just clipped the story?
Yeah.
Another outlet clipped it, but they said they clipped it from Daily Mail, so then I went to the Daily Mail link. It's the same name, but it's a totally different story. It's about some dude named Daniel Burroughs who got murdered by his wife.
Oh. Well, oh,
it's not even the same fucking story.
Possibly an activism story. I kind of want to sniff that one a little bit. Let's just look at it for a second.
All right, wait.
Wait, you didn't finish this one yet, though.
Oh, first. No, that was it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, just saying that that happened. He got fired, and he's actually under investigation now. Let me see. Where did it go? Because I moved away. This is from 2015, though.
Oh, damn. An old white-on-white crime story. Possibly.
Yeah. It's white-on-white crime. This is the headline. Photos of dismembered body parts positioned on white sheet shown to horrified jurors as woman stands trial for stabbing her husband, chopping him up in pieces, and then storing them in Tupperware containers.
Tupperware, I was organized.
Very organized.
I respect that.
Mr. Burroughs, age 66. Okay, we know how old this fucking guy was.
Yeah.
Of Mays Landing, New Jersey, was missing for almost 7 years.
Damn. Oh, shit.
Loretta Doyle Burroughs, his 63-year-old wife, is on trial for his murder. Chopped up remains rotted in Tupperware for 7 years, court told. Two plastic totes were wrapped in multiple layers of garbage bags to contain the strong smell of decomposition. Some of the bags contained dryer sheets and liquid air freshener beads.
There you go.
Burroughs had originally claimed her husband drove off to Florida, of course, with a younger woman. Yeah.
But he probably did. And then he came back thinking it was all good. Not this time.
His skull, spine, ribs, and all a sickly shade of yellowish orange were positioned on a white sheet somewhat near where they should be, except none of the bones were connected to each other. The jury gasped as the photo was displayed on the criminal courtroom projection screen. Burroughs had been reported missing September 1st, 2007. Almost 7 years later, on May 17th, 2013, his remains were discovered in two plastic boxes in the Ventnor, New Jersey home of his former wife. Loretta Doyle Burroughs is now standing trial in Atlantic County, charged with the murder of her husband, who was 66 when he disappeared.
There you go.
Yeah, they really did fucking post all the bones. All right.
That's good. Maybe we should add this one to the, like, as like a sub-comment in the show notes thread so I can add this link to the show post.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was a good time. See, you start out with good cops, you end with white-on-white crime.
You do. Apparently, she killed him for his life insurance.
Yeah, well, the fucking, if capitalism gave living wages and UBI and there wasn't misogyny and shit, she wouldn't have had incentive to. Yeah, that'll be about, you probably saw that coming. Everyone knew I was going to say that. Go fuck yourself.